Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The third baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Hearn. Pitching for the New York Giants, Jim Hearn. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting second. The center fielder, Bob Talbot. Batting third. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting eighth. The catcher, L. Tapp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Klipstein. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Johnny Klipstein. And now, play ball. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin takes first base on ball 4. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Irvin moves to second. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Irvin scores. It's Giants, 1, Cubs, 1. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks misplays the ball. That's an error on Banks. Mueller moves to second. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Mueller moves to third. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants won, and the Cubs won. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mueller, who is chasing the ball. Fondi reaches third base with a triple. El Tap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tap hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants won, and the Cubs won. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark is hit by the pitch. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants won, and the Cubs won. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0 for 1 in the game. Mixes hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum fires to first, and they've got Mixes trapped. There's the throw to Dark, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0 for 1 in the game. Talbot hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants won, and the Cubs won. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Irvin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Irvin. The throw from Tap and he is out, Mixes applying the tag. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mueller hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mixes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants won, and the Cubs won. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jackson is called out on strikes. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Westrum takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 0 for 1 in the game. Hearn strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockman hits a line drive to center field. Talbot throws towards Mixus. Mixus fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mixus. Westrum moves to third. Lockman moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clip Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. L. Tap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tap is 0 for 1 in the game. Tap hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klipstein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark misplays the ball. That's an error on Dark. Eddie Mixus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mixus hits a line drive into left field. Irvin picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Irvin. Klipstein moves to third. Mixus moves to second. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0 for 2 in the game. Talbot hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Klipstein covering, for the out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Irvin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixus fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mueller moves to second. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-2 in the game. Kiner hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sauer strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Irvin chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Dark. Dark fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Dark. Jackson goes all the way around to score. Banks moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Fondi takes first base on ball 4. L. Tap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tap is 0-for-2 in the game. Tap hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson juggles the ball. That's an error on Thompson. Banks scores. Fondi moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Cubs. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Klipstein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fondi scores. Tap moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Cubs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mixes takes first base on ball 4. Tap moves to third. Klipstein moves to second. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0-for-3 in the game. Talbot hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dusty Rhodes pinch hits for Wes Westrum. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner. Rhodes reaches second base with a double. Bill Taylor pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Bill Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Klipstein covering, for the out. Rhodes moves to third. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rhodes tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Cubs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Raycat now catching. Alex Konikowski now pitching. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jackson is called out on strikes. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-3 in the game. Kiner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Kiner moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kiner moves to third. Sauer moves to second. Windy McCall now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Banks is walked intentionally. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Fondi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0-for-3 in the game. Tapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Irvin takes first base on ball 4. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mueller hits a line drive into left field. Kiner picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kiner. Irvin goes all the way around to score. Mueller moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Cubs. Hal Jeffcoat now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mays for the out. Two outs. Bobby Hoffman pinch hits for Billy Gardner. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Hoffman now playing second base. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marv Grissom now pitching. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Mixas bunts towards first. Lockman juggles the ball. That's an error on Lockman. Jeffcoat moves to second. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0-for-4 in the game. Talbot bunts towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. Jeffcoat moves to third. Mixas moves to second. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jackson is walked intentionally. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kiner hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Raycat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cat hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Giants, 4, Cubs, 4. Marv Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is called out on strikes. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hoffman misplays the ball. That's an error on Hoffman. L. Tap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fondi. The throw from Cat and he is out, Dark applying the tag. Two outs. L. Tap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tap is 0-for-4 in the game. Tap takes first base on ball 4. Bill Serena pinch hits for Hal Jeffcoat. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davis now pitching. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-4 in the game. Thompson is hit by the pitch. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mueller hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Mixas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and New York Giants, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.